In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com. Every Thursday, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. And we have some news, Bobby, to throw Nick's way.
We do. Todd Archer reporting that the Cowboys have signed to their practice squad cornerback Amani Oruwariye, who has started 36 games throughout his career, all of it for the Lions, I believe. He was with the Jaguars very briefly last year, but corner with some size. He's like 6'3", 200 pounds, and so he has been added his depth.
And Adam Schefter says Dalvin Cook will be wearing number 20. There's a sign of the Dallas Cowboys right there. Like, a running back who many people think is done gets tweeted by Adam Schefter the number that he's wearing just because he's playing on this football team. If he goes and signs with Denver, they're not saying Dalvin Cook will be wearing number 20 with the Denver Broncos.
I don't remember them telling us what number he was wearing with the Jets last year. Like, I don't remember that being a report. So
Nick Harris joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Nick, any reaction to those stories?
Yeah, so Oruwariye, obviously some size to the outside. I mean, they're going to have some help out there at corner for at least the first 4 weeks with Jerron Bland being down with his foot fracture. So, you know, I see this as just extra added added depth to that position group once this is finalized. This is just a guy that they could bring off the practice squad in case another injury does arise. But as you mentioned, Bobby, 6'2", 200 pounds. That's just more length there out on the boundary. And he had 6 interceptions back in 2021 with Detroit, so he's definitely a ball hawk. I think he would work well with an Al Harris-type system, but it would just be a matter of him getting on the field, and I think we would talk about him. But, yeah, the number thing, I don't remember a number 33 tweet from Adam Schefter with the Jets last year. That's 100%.
Now, speaking of corners, you've been doing a lot of homework. Tell us about the work you've been doing on Kalen Carson.
Yeah, so Kalen Carson, are you talking about the tattoo?
Well, I thought you wrote a feature article where there's a DallasCowboys.com pinned story.
Yeah, there you go. So, Kalen Carson, he's obviously getting ready to go for in place of Jerron Bland for these first 4 weeks. It's going to be a big opportunity for him. And, you know, there's a lot of parallels being drawn between him and Bland because Bland also had to step in as a rookie fifth-round pick and, fill in a starting role for a large amount of time. But for Kalen, he said, I'm not looking at anybody else's story. I'm trying to write my own. And so, you know, that's a big deal. And as far as the tattoo thing goes, I saw that he had a huge neck piece last night that I didn't remember seeing whenever he was at Oxnard in training camp. So it turns out fairly shortly after he got done with his wisdom tooth surgery that he had to have during camp, he turned around and got a neck piece, and it's just this big tattoo on the side of his neck. And I was like, man, you're just kind of a sucker for pain, aren't you? So, this guy, he's locked in, ready to go for the year. But I think with the mentality of Kalen Carson, we've heard about it from Al Harris. We've heard about it from Mike Zimmer. This is a guy who's ready to step in these first 4 weeks. And now the products are going to have to show. The results are going to have to show. It's going to be a big opportunity for him.
Also a practice yesterday, Jerry Jones, I thought, had two noteworthy things come out of his comments about Dak's deal maybe getting done next. Translate Jerry Jones for us, please.
You could easily say, if you hadn't seen it by now, you haven't seen it. And so I'm such a fan of Dak's and appreciate all of the great things that we all know that he's there. And I appreciate his work ethic probably more than anything out here. And I can't tell you how proud I am that we've got him this year to start this campaign. Needing to see, I just gave an explanation of where, when you look at a situation, you've also got to weigh, okay, what are the consequences of the other side of the coin? And so Dak's situation right now, for me, from my mirror, has more to do with our situation than it does with the merits of Dak Prescott being quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Nick, what stands out more? You could easily say, if you haven't seen it by now, you haven't seen it, or this whole thing has to do with our situation more than Dak.
Yeah, I think it's probably that latter quote, and I know this is a big salad, and that's always the big tough part about dissecting a Jerry Jones interview or a Jerry Jones press availability. I'll give you the two sentences that stuck out to me whenever he was talking about Dak yesterday. He said, Lamb wasn't here, Dak is here. We really have no more to do to have this season on go by opening day. So that tells me that, you know, there isn't any urgency. I know that's a key word we've been hearing. And I don't think there's a lot of urgency to be done with a Dak deal before the start of the season. And he was asked later in the press availability, okay, does that mean that once the season starts, that talks discontinue? And he said, no, absolutely not. They will continue as they have been going on. But, I mean, if you're looking at it from Dak Prescott's perspective, right, and you get a deal done before the start of the season, you're only shorting yourself what you could get out in the open market out in February or March. And even if he does want to be a Dallas Cowboy, and that is his long-term goal, and he's not fronting on that, then he can still get more pennies out of Jerry Jones whenever February, March does come back around. So, I mean, it would have to come to both sides coming to the negotiation table and understanding, like, okay, hey, this is where both sides want to be. Where can we get a deal to where it maximizes both of our outputs? And I don't see that happening before the start of the season, but it wouldn't surprise me if they try to get something done before then.
Nick, who is the most talented running back on the roster?
Talented. Oh, man, that's a tough one. You know, if you could tell me that Rico Dowdle would be healthy for 17 games, you know, I would almost lean in that direction. But, you know, the best ability is availability, and we haven't seen that from Rico Dowdle in his first 4 or 5 years in the league out of South Carolina. So for me, I think whenever you factor all of that in, if you're expecting somebody to be available, then you probably look at Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, he did have 50-plus receptions last year. He's still reliable in short yardage and in pass protection, but I still don't believe that they have, you know, the difference maker in that room. But, you know, adding Dalvin Cook, I think that's going to be an interesting layer to the whole ordeal. And, you know, if they ramp him up in these first 4 weeks, get him on the roster in some way, shape, or form and see what he can do, it definitely could add a jolt. But as I said on Tuesday, I didn't love what I saw from him in 2023. I'm not 100% sure he could bring anything to that room in 2024.
Is Cook a guy you think that will get an elevation week one, or is this going to be a gradual ramp up before he starts getting elevations and then potentially signed to the active roster?
I think it's more so going to be gradual. I think they are going to give these three running backs a full opportunity. When I say three, Ezekiel Elliott, Rico Dowdle, and Deuce Vaughn, I think they, in these first couple of games, those are going to be the guys that get these opportunities. And, you know, you also have to think about it from a CeeDee Lamb perspective. You know, is he going to be that 60-play guy? CeeDee says he will be, but if he's not, they're going to need to lean on the running game just a little bit more in those first couple of games. And if that's the case, you may as well see what you got in that room while you can.
Here's the tweet from Nick Harris 9 hours ago. So Texas high school football is back today, and there is not a better sporting spectacle on planet Earth than what will be going down in Hamilton, Texas tonight. The Ice Bowl at 90 degrees. Tell us about this and your high school football excitement.
Oh, man, yeah, football is back, and I'm not talking Colorado, North Dakota State tonight, guys. It's Texas high school football. Yeah, so Frost, which is a town about 30 minutes south of Waxahachie, they'll be taking on Winters, which is a town south of Abilene. So it's the Frost Polar Bears and the Winters Blizzards. They're going to meet halfway in Hamilton tonight.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the Ice Bowl, 90 degrees. Let's get weird. We're going to have some fun tonight. 2A Division II football. But, yeah, I love it. It's they used to be separated by 200 miles. Tonight, they'll only be separated by opposite sidelines.
What else are you looking forward to this season?
Yeah, so tomorrow night, the South Oak Cliff Golden Bears, got to give a shout-out to Coach Jason Todd, making his way down I-45 to take on 6A powerhouse North Shore. It's a big-time game for that program. You know, South Oak Cliff, these last few years, they have not been afraid to schedule some big-time hitters in non-district, and it doesn't get any bigger than North Shore, in my opinion. So they're going to go down to Houston, go into Harris County, and they're looking to come away with a win down there. It would be a monumental win to start off their campaign, but the two-time state champion South Oak Cliff Golden Bears, hoping they start off their season well. You also got Argyle and Frisco Lone Star at Toyota Stadium tomorrow night. That's going to be a really good one. Two teams that are always in the fourth and fifth round of the playoffs. Lone Star has a running back and Davian Gross that is going to be a top 20 recruit in the country this time next year. Really good talent. But if you're a Texas high school football fan or just a football fan in general and you don't know a whole lot about the high school landscape, get involved this year. You're literally in the best metroplex in the world for high school football. It's going to be a fun year.
Who's the school that cheats the most by holding all their kids back and have a bunch of 20-year-olds playing?
Stop.
It's not that anymore. It's more so, hey, we're going to show up at your middle school in eighth grade and trying to recruit you over to this high school. That's the problem these days.
Fantastic stuff, Nick. Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Sounds great, guys. Y'all have a good
one. Nick Harris, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. What was the disturbing number you had about Nick in high school?
Oh, it's the college players he's already been watching. He watched 150 college players over the summer getting ready for draft next year.
Wow. Nick Harris, loving himself some pigskin. We were loving ourselves some Travis Jankowski. Was Mike Bassick loving himself some Leiter and Kumar? Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece is next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.